I just want to give y'all the inside tea on what's going on. We got such a janky room here.
What you mean? Yeah.
Because y'all are so competitive.
Yeah.
Like, we're doing book reports on a new Ray.
Yeah.
Because our guys have made it to the World Series, and we talked about it, and we actually said who could name three players. And none of us could really, like, know the way when we went in 08. We knew everybody.
Yeah.
We had songs about their names and stuff like that. And so we were like, yo, let's do this for the Bay. For the folks that don't know, there are a lot of people who have been supporting the Rays throughout this whole run. But we wanted to make sure we educated folks. So Meredith comes in with her jersey.
Oh, did you see it? That
has the Sharpie on the back. Because she doesn't have a glass now jersey.
Take a good look, ladies and gentlemen.
So she has the jersey on.
That's right.
Dobby's been out of the room 5 or 6 times. He never leaves the room 5 or 6 times.
So
he's outside practicing. I'm like, yo, why are y'all so damn competitive?
It's just, I can't get out of
it. And because
everything
he's so,
we do is competitive.
He's so competitive.
It's so weird,
it
though.
It elevates my strategy a little bit more. So I'm a little hyped. I'm sweating. How are you, Orlando?
I really didn't think it was this big of a deal.
You know why? Because last night I was thinking about this. You don't understand the hate that there was between Tommy and I last time. He got so mad that I won
Prince?
Last time.
Oh, yeah, because I told them, I was like, yo, you guys need to know about Prince. Then I was like, y'all need to do a book report. And they competed. And, mm-hmm. and Davi did it when he made a T-shirt.
Yep.
Kind of likened to when one of your homies dies. So he had like Prince airbrushed, like screenshot on the front.
Yep.
And then Meredith came in dressed as Prince.
Yep. And handmade the costume.
Right. So she got an extra point there and Davi was heated.
I was.
So I guess this is why the battle is going on.
Yeah.
So do I flip a coin to see which one of y'all going to go first? Because she asked when you was out of the room. She's like, make Davi go first.
I mean, I'll set the bar
if
y'all want.
All right, go ahead.
If that's what y'all want.
I mean, yeah, you know.
I'll go first.
You want to go first?
Yeah, okay. So, first of all, I have some music that I need you to
all
cue
right.
up.
There's music?
Yeah,
all right.
just
all
type right. in G-Man,
J-I-M-A-N,
in my little theme music. And also,
yes.
Also, I need class participation.
Oh, okay.
From my classmates.
Like right. clapping?
This is a book report.
Yeah. So every time I say G-Man, I need y'all to say G-Man.
Okay.
Okay.
I can do that.
Can I
represent.
Can I get a practice G-Man?
Yes. G-Man.
Perfect. Thank you, guys. Cue right. my music, please.
Okay. All right. Oh, my
This is Disney right here. We about to get in trouble.
Wait for my part. There it is. Okay. In the history of Major League Baseball, only 22 players have ever made it to the big leagues from South Korea. Today, my report is on one of them. Ray's first baseman and designated hitter, the South Korean slugger, G-Man Choi.
G-Man?
Choi first signed with the Seattle Mariners organization in 2010 when he was just 18 years old. He has been with the Baltimore Orioles, the Los Angeles Angels, the New York Yankees, the Milwaukee Brewers before debuting with the Rays in July of 2018. G-Man? He used to be a catcher growing up in Korea, but said he switched to first base because of the risk of getting hurt from home plate collisions.
G-Man!
Bats lefty, but July of this year, he started switch hitting, and his first hit as a righty was a home run.
Okay.
G-Man! Is listed at 6'1", 260 pounds. He still lives in Incheon, South Korea. Some of his teammates call him G-Money or G'd Up. He likes to go fishing and plays golf.
G-Man
speaks pretty good English, but often uses an interpreter during interviews. Last season, Choi made $850,000 with the Rays, and tomorrow, when the World Series begins, he will be just the fourth South Korean player ever to play for the championship. Ladies and gentlemen, G-Man Choi.
G-Man!
There you go! All right, G-Man Choi.
I love the music. Good. That was fantastic.
Very good right there. Any complaints, make that to Beasley Media. In care of Davi Rolando.
I love it. That was fantastic.
All right. He got music. She got an outfit.
Go ahead, Orlando. Are you next?
I'll go next. Let's see here. I don't have a chant, but I will tell you that my book report is on Randy Arozarena.
is that
Randy Rosarina, his nickname is El what?
Dobby's music is still playing. Yeah.
Sorry. Randy's nickname is El Cojite Cubano, the Cuban Rocket. He was born in a small town of Arroyos de Mantua in Cuba. And his first love is soccer. Now, while he's Cuban, that's his home. His heart is in Mexico, just 30 minutes away from the San Diego Park that they earned the ALCS championship, and he got the MVP. Now, he said at 19, he earned more than his mom. In his first season in Cuba, he made $4 a month. Mm. And eventually, he made $38 a month. Now, this is a big deal because he's a household name now. 5 years ago, on a small boat, he fled Cuba and started his baseball journey in Mexico. Yes, apparently, they have sent some of their very best and most talented, not just their criminals and drug folks, by the way. While he was Cubano, he did state that he hopes to represent Mexico in international play, such as the Olympics, to honor his three-year-old daughter, who still lives in Mexico, and his friends and family who are there as well.
Rosarina.
That's right.
Said that he still hopes conditions will improve one day for all Cubans, including ball players. He said there's a lot of Cuban ball players that want to represent Cuba, for example, in the World Baseball Classic and an important tournament. But because of politics, they can't. And he added, for my part, I would never represent Cuba until everything changes. Mm. He made his debut in the major leagues for the St. Louis Cardinals, but got traded to the Rays in a trade due to COVID. He wasn't allowed to participate. And he made the only dish that he knows how to make while he was on quarantine. And that is arroz con pollo.
There you go.
Chicken and rice. And he did 300 push-ups a day. He blasted 3 home runs in 5 games to get past the Yankees in the division series. Then he blasted 4 to pass the Astros. And he passed our beloved Ray Evan Longoria's rookie home run record of 6 with his 7. Thank you, Cuba. Thank you, Mexico. And thank you to the big bat of Randy El Cojite Cubano, arroz arena. Also, big shout-out to Mike Brusseau, who went to my high school. He also knocked out a home run.
Nice.
All right.
Okay.
All right. There we go. And then there was one.
Take a seat.
Take a seat?
Okay. Pull this up.
What am
Don't
I doing?
Play it. I got some music myself. Do not play it. Do not play it.
Do y'all notice who the competitive folks are in this room?
I'm going to point at you when I'm ready for you to play it, Mr. Orlando Davis. Okay, but I don't need music while I'm doing this right now.
Wow. All right. This is music you want me to play?
Not now.
When you get ready.
Yes, I'll point at you when I'm ready.
Point at me when you're ready. All right.
Okay. So, if you didn't already know, one of the best Rays pitchers is none other than Tyler Glasnow. Right here on the back of my jersey. You see that?
Okay.
That's right. That's right.
I thought you said right here it was time for me to play it. Okay, all right, go ahead.
Glasnow was born August 1993, so he's a Virgo and has a great personality, ladies. And a little bit about Tyler as a person. Like I said, he is a Virgo. They're normally very humble and affectionate people, along with their desire to see the best in people, and they're always willing to help others. So, as you can tell, he'd be a great husband and perfect when you have kids. He previously played for the Pittsburgh Pirates, so you know he's used to getting that booty. Virgos are quite sensual people and have a lot of finesse in the bedroom. And now for the most important part about Tyler, his stats in baseball. Tyler Glasnow is shockingly 6'8" tall. So you can wear your tallest heels, lady, all around him and not worry about those awkward looking pictures.
Oh yeah, we worry
he
about that.
He also has beautiful, long, wavy hair that says, I take care of myself just as much as you do, ladies. Glasnow has gorgeous blue eyes and weighs in at a whopping 225 pounds. He has a medium frame that says, I love being fit, but I won't constantly be in the gym because I want to spend more time with you. Tyler has never been married and is only 27 years old. He definitely doesn't have a ton of baggage, which is a huge plus when you're dating a player. And for the last and most important stat of all, Tyler makes over $2 million a year, which gives you that luxury lifestyle in a beautiful home so you can have that millionaire status, which is very important when dating a player. So in conclusion, Tyler Glasnow is not only beautiful, he's super tall, built, a millionaire, and a successful pitcher for the Rays, who will hopefully win the World Series, making it Tampa Bay's first World Series, and I cannot wait for it to happen. Ladies and gentlemen, can you sing with me right now? My darling Rays, I can't get enough of your wins, baby. Boys, I don't know why. Glasnow, I can't get enough of your love and your wins, baby. Woo! Some things I want to get used to is for you to win the World Series. I know you love it. It's okay. Sit back and watch. It's like the more you give, the more I want. And Rays, that's no lie. It's no lie. No lie, Rays. That's right. So, tell me, Rays, what can I say?
Oh, my God.
What can I do? How should I feel when you bring home the trophy too? What is this a feeling? Hits me all inside. It gives me the feeling all deep down inside. Glasnow, is it your pitch you've given me? The sweep I want. Rays, are you ready? Come on, Tampa Bay. Oh, that's right. That's right. Woo! My darling Rays. Oh, can't get enough of your love, baby. Woo!
Oh, my God. I cannot. No, please tell me.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Those are the stats that the ladies want to hear, obviously.
That is not
yes,
right.
Yes. So if you want to vote on who won.
I don't know if there's a winner.
Oh, what?
I think we all just lost.
The fact that the Bay Area had to hear you sing.
I got it. I cannot sing.
Oh, you had the sluttiest book report ever. You were in front of the class like, yes, ladies, he's a man's man. Oh, my God. All right, text your grades, 888-429-0941, A to F, do the regular game grading scale. We're going to come back because we got to plead the fifth. Oh, my God. I like Dobby's.
Yeah.
Even though I can't say I liked it because it wasn't racially appropriate.
What? Cultural.
It was cultural appropriation. but wow. That was something.
That's a little bit of different flavor that we bring you in the studio.
Meredith, don't sing.
I cannot sing, and I was in choir for like so many years.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.